Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 122, season 5. And today's date is April 19th, 2022. And I have an interesting show coming up today. Thank you for joining me. I will discuss forgotten coffee brands. These are brands of coffee that no longer are around, but memories of watching them on TV, listening on the radio, the commercials, that is, and the advertisements, and also talk about the Treasury Discount Store. And it was very short-lived. And also I'll do a wrap-up of last week's post on Vanish Chicagoland. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Pillsbury Frosting Supreme. And the commercial is from 1977, and it's the plot of this commercial is you can spread your frosting with a paper knife with this product. It's kind of cute. And so here it is.
I'm cutting out this paper knife to make a point about this great frosting. Pillsbury Frosting Supreme. It's so smooth and creamy. You can even spread it with a paper knife. See? Pillsbury makes it a special way. They whip it 30,000 times.
You couldn't do that at home.
It's never too thin, never too stiff. It always spreads just right.
Pillsbury Frosting Supreme. It always spreads just right.
Even with a paper knife.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Pillsbury Frosting Supreme. I remember this commercial very well. And they advertise a lot about cakes and frosting, especially from Pillsbury and Duncan Hines. And, you know, I have to admit myself, you know, sometimes when your mom, or my mom, that is, did the same, she would buy a can of frosting and, you know, she would use it to spread any cake she baked. And then, you know, she put the frosting in the fridge. Sometimes you, and then you have a craving for something sweet. And then, so you would open the fridge, see the can, open it, take a knife or a spoon, and you start eating it. I used to do that. It was one, when I was a kid, I don't want to do it anymore, but I had cravings for that. And then she would buy chocolate or vanilla, chocolate fudge. Oh, it's so addictive. One time I almost ate a half a can, and then I felt guilty about that. So I'm sure everyone has done it like that. You do it with peanut butter, you know, when you get a craving at night. Okay. Early in the program, I'm going to talk about forgotten coffee brands and the Treasury Discount Store. And also do a wrap-up of last week's post on Vanish Chicagoland. I'll talk about my health status for a moment. I'm still a little fatigued. I'm tired. It's my kidney function. So I've been lying down all day, you know, and every time I walk or even stand, I'm out of breath, you know. And so I'm going for my ultrasound for my kidneys tomorrow. Hopefully, and then go from a blood work on the 22nd of April, and then next Wednesday I will see my urologist. He's also a nephrologist too, so he'll give me the results, and hopefully it's not bad news, because I am frightened. I hope it's not that, and I hope, if it's an infection, I hope it's treated. You know, just take some medication, and then boom, gone. But so far I'm cancer-free, everything is fine for that, so I'm just on pins and needles. I'm very, very worried, but I have a positive outlook, so I hope everything will be all right. Okay, now we're going to talk about forgotten coffee brands. I'll mention a few that people might remember, or maybe not. So we'll see. What the? Do you remember that in Jewel Food Stores, they had their own coffee brand? And it was called Royal Jewel, or Jewel Royale. I think it's Royal Jewel. That's it. And I remember this. A lot of people remember it, and they either liked it or they don't. But I remember the can. It was like a like an orange white can with the Jewel logo on it, like that. I'm not sure if they make their own brand coffee now, because I've never noticed it. Probably not, because, you know, Jewel came out with their own products. They still do in a way, because they remember they had Blue Brook products. They had Mary Dunbar, I believe, and Hill Farm. Remember that? There was a big scandal because of the salmonella, you know, outbreak. And, you know, my mother shopped there all the time, still does it, you know, at Jewel all the time. And, but Blue Brook and Hill Farm are gone. And now they have their own brands, such as Jewel. And the other coffee brand I remember is Folgers, but Folgers is still there. But I remember in the late 70s, you know, coffee makers were changing. It was not just percolators or your boil coffee. They had automatic drips. They came out in the 70s, and Mr. Coffee was released, you know, the commercials with Joe DiMaggio, and they were very popular. And so coffee companies started manufacturing their own brands using the automatic drip. And I remember Maxwell House did ADC. I remember that. And Hills Brothers and Folgers. And Folgers made flaked coffee, not ground. And I remember Mrs. Olson did the commercials. The actress Virginia Christine, you know, she was in a lot of movies. And she was Mrs. Olson forever. And let's see. And I remember she was hawking this product, Folgers flaked coffee. Yeah, pretty good. It was very interesting. And it was for the automatic drip. Also, there was Folgers for the percolator. And so I remember that as well. And then decaffeinated coffees came out. They were very popular. I think Sanka was the first one, I believe. I don't know if it's the very first. I think there was another brand. And I've tried Sanka a few times a long time ago. Didn't taste good. You know, it's like that. I didn't care for it. And so I remember I remember on the Andy Griffith Show in the 60s, Andy Griffith did commercials for Sanka. Then in the 70s, Robert Young did it from Marcus Welby, LMD, and Father Knows Best. And the decaffeinated coffees were very popular. And there was one brand that's no longer around, and it's called Brim Decaffeinated Coffee. You can find commercials of that on YouTube if you do a search. It's right there. And I think I tried it once. It was years ago. I don't remember. So, but it was very popular. And then it went away. They didn't make it anymore. I think it stopped in the 80s. You know, just like that. Also, another brand of hot decaffeinated coffee was High Point. And it was from Procter & Gamble. And I remember the commercials in the 80s, and it featured Lauren Bacall, the actress, the movie actress who was married to Humphrey Bogart. And I remember those. You could still find them on YouTube, and they was around for about 10 years. It was introduced like 82, 83, and then they stopped making it. So that was that. And also, one other thing, Hills Brothers made international coffees, which was interesting. You know, and I remember the four or five, and it was European style coffees. That's when they market. Now you can buy any flavor you want, you know, French vanilla, cinnamon, or chicory. And so there was Hills Brothers European style coffee. One was Cafe Mocha, there was Almond Mocha, you know, it's chocolate flavor. And let's see. And there was one I liked a lot when I was in high school and I started drinking coffee. It was Bavarian Mint. And had a ton of mint. I liked that one. They don't make it anymore. That was good. Very good indeed. And also there was called Cafe Capri. And this Hills Brothers flavor was coconut and chocolate. I never tried it. It was very, seemed like very interesting. Also, they had Cafe Viennese, and it was cinnamon. Okay. So, like I said, today that you the there's all kinds of flavors and all that, and then also you go to Starbucks, they have flavored coffee as well. Dunkin' Donuts, of course, and anything you want. And also, they had international coffees, those little ones. I remember the commercials with actress Carol Lawrence, and she had Swiss Mocha, Cafe Vienna, and all that, you know, little ones like that. Yeah, and I think they still saw those. I saw those. I think I saw that at Pete's Market about a couple of weeks ago. And they had them on display. Yeah, very interesting indeed. Okay. So I still drink coffee to this day. I like flavored, you know. To tell you the truth, I like strong. I like it stronger. I like that. No one else does in my family, but I like a good, hearty one. Like at Dunkin' Donuts, they have Midnight. Used to be dark roasted. Oh, that's good for me. I like it bold, very bold like that. And I'll get it for once in a while like that. I don't like cream in it. Not really. I like it black. I've drinking black coffee ever since I went to DeVry Institute of Technology. When I stayed up late and did some studying also for my exams, you know, that helped. Okay. Next up, we're going to talk about I will talk about last week's post on the Chicago line. Okay. Let's see. Last week I posted about, it was Easter. This past Sunday was Easter. It wasn't my Easter. My Easter is next Sunday. So this is Holy Week for all my Greek friends and family. You know, and I found a photo of Marshall Field's department store around Easter time in 1970. Very gorgeous photo. You know, everyone dressed beautifully, very bright colors. Oh, the store was wonderful. Very decorative, very elegant. We don't have that anymore. It's a shame, you know. And in the old days, on Easter time, little children dressed up in their nice suits and their dresses and their bonnets. Some do, but not like in the old days, and they carried their Easter baskets. Robert Hall was famous for that, the clothing store, which I'll probably talk about that story in a future podcast, that is, excuse me. And let's see. Yeah, that was nice. The other thing I posted at Easter was Maurice Lonell cookies, and it was an Easter bunny cookie basket. It was a pail, like a plastic pail. You know, they also sell Christmas cookies. They were famous for them. So I found this, and it was from the late 90s. It was pretty. I miss those cookies so much. So does everybody else. You know, with the pinwheels. Oh, wonderful. I wish it would come back. Please come back. Okay, and the next thing I posted was from the Peter Pan restaurant. And a lot of people remember this place because it was a chain, but not like McDonald's. But according to most people, it was their hamburgers were awesome; they were delicious. I've never went there, but my mom did, and we lived in South Shore in the '60s, and she knew the owner. The owner that was located on 71st and Jeffrey, that was on the South Shore neighborhood. It was right on the corner by which is now Metra, but it was called the Illinois Central. It was the IC train. Across the street was the Jeffrey Theater. And on the corner was the Jeffrey Bank, later turned into the South Shore Bank. And they're all closed now. I read somewhere they're going to redevelop that area. And they're going to tear down the theater. And that's a shame because the facade outside is gorgeous. And so when I posted about this menu, a lot of people remembered they went to the restaurant. They went before the movie, after the movie. There was the Bryn Mawr Bowling Center, I think on 71st Street. They went for bowling. And they would always get a hamburger and get a snack or a cherry Coke and fries. So I put the menu up, and I'm not going to read everything. So I'm just going to have what they had: the ice cream sodas, you know, beverages, banana splits, cheese, and then the burgers. I'll just read a couple of them. Well, a few. They had the Peter Pan burger and cheeseburger, Latin burger, and it was like hot banana peppers, you know, like that. It was also the Dagwood burger. So it's two beef patties. You put all the toppings on that. That sounds interesting. Also, they had the Riviera burger and also, what two sandwiches that are famous was the olive burger. A lot of people love that. And it was covered with stuffed Spanish olives on a toasted bun. Oh, well, I'm not crazy about olives. I really don't like it. And the other sandwich was the Francese. And I'll read it off what that is. It's a king-size jumbo red-hot stuff with melted American cheese wrapped with crispy bacon. Oh, serve open face with a toasted bun with french fries and creamy coleslaw. That sounds good. It sounds like a grilled cheese, but it's a Francese, and people remember that. Oh, that's wonderful. They had our sandwiches as well. They had they served breakfast, and they had fish, and, you know, they had pies, and so that was good. And the locations the Peter Pan had, I mentioned 71st and Jeffrey Boulevard. That was on the south side. That was the only one that's there. And they were, one was at Adams and Dearborn in the Loop. There was Madison and Cicero in the west side. And, oh, there was another one in the Loop, Wabash and Adams. So they had two locations. I mentioned that. The other one was at Harlem and North by the Oak Park River Forest border. Oh, they also had it at Oak Street, you know, near the Esquire Theater, you know, in over there by near Water Tower Place. And two on the north side at Lawrence and Broadway, and also Devon and Western. But somebody mentioned there was one on Cermak in Harlem in North Riverside. Maybe. I don't know. It's not listed there. So, I don't know. But I had no idea about a couple on the north side. But the Peter Pan one in the south side, a lot of people used to live in that area, like we did. And, you know, because our church was near, it was on 74th and Stony Island, St. Constantine. And, you know, a lot of people, I didn't have the time to research, like, who owned the place. Maybe on the next episode, I'll find out. But a lot of people remembered. They loved that restaurant. They really did. Okay. Next up, I will talk about the Treasury Discount Store. Now, believe it or not, a lot of people remember this store, and but it was, like I said in the beginning of the program, it was short-lived. It was only in the Chicagoland area for about, I don't know, maybe a few years. And so it opened in the Chicagoland area on March 6, 1974. They had a grand opening there, according to an ad to the Chicago Tribune. Now, they had two locations at the time. One was at Rolling Meadows, Illinois. Excuse me. The address was 1400 West Gulf Road by Route 62. And the other one was at 111th and Cicero in Oak Lawn. And I remember that one in Oak Lawn. I remember seeing it. And I think it's where, I think there was a Kmart there. And a Zaire, I believe. Right now, there's a Mariano's there. I went there about last year, that area. And a couple of years later, it opened in Niles by the Gulf Mill Shopping Center. That was at 8500 Gulf Road. Okay. And it was, I'll give you a little history of that store. And the store was founded by JCPenney. And it was founded in 1962, but it did not open in the Chicagoland area at that time. It opened about 10 years later. And first it was called Treasure Island, not the treasury because it's confusing to some other stores. You know, we had a Treasure Island in Chicago that was a grocery store. It was here for a long, long time. I'll discuss it in a future episode. And it was founded by a man named David Kritzik and his two sons, Robert and Stanley, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the first one was opened in Appleton, Wisconsin. And then they opened another one in Atlanta, Georgia. And then they expanded. Then there was a couple in California, but there were a lot of, there were a few in the Milwaukee area. And then what I said previously, they opened in Chicago. Those three locations, in Rolling Meadows, Niles, and Oak Lawn. And they didn't last very long. I remember the commercials and that they had the Christmas sales. You can find a couple of commercials on YouTube. And what's unique about this store is its architecture of its roof of the stores. It had a zigzag pattern. It was like that inside and outside, and it reflected the store logo. So there are buildings still standing of that, not in Chicago, I don't believe, but there's a couple of them in the South, like Atlanta, still have the zigzag pattern of the roof. So you can check it out. And they sell some Christmas albums, you know, every year. I found one on eBay and I posted it on Van Chicagoland. And it was a discount store. It was just like Venture, Zare, Community, Shoppers World, you name it. It was just like that. And, you know, it was very competitive. But then it kept losing money. And then there was a recession. And then eventually they were closed. And but the strange part, well, it's not strange. I mean, when you went to shop there at the Treasury, it was part of JCPenney. You can use your JCPenney credit card to purchase stuff, which is interesting. I wish they had a Treasury credit card. That'd be awesome, you know, be a real thing. No, but you used your JCPenney credit card. That's kind of cool. Okay. And so that's another store that went bye-bye. And but people still remember to this day. They really do. And I don't know the quality of their products. Maybe they were nice. Some were cheap. Who knows? But I think I went, like I said before, I went once, the one in Oak Lawn. I asked my mother about it. She remembered the store, that is, excuse me. And she said, yes, she did remember it. You know, thank God. You know, that's amazing. Sometimes you have to get, you know, go to the source and you find out. And, but that was fun doing some research on it. So, it's amazing like that. Okay. So that'll be all for today. Today I talked about the forgotten coffee brands. I talked about the last week's post on Van Chicagoland on my Facebook page and also the Treasury Discount Store. And thank you for joining me. I enjoyed talking. I will do a podcast episode this weekend, but it is Easter for me. I don't know. Because I go to church that weekend at night, but it depends how I feel. I don't know. I probably, if I don't go, I'll do a podcast. If I do go, I won't do one. So this Sunday is going to be Easter. It's going to be beautiful. I heard the weather's going to be gorgeous. Oh, very nice. Can't wait. And this is Holy Week. So, you know, and it's a very nice time, you know, for me. Okay, so this is Pete Costanos. This is episode 122 of Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. And thank you again for joining me. And to everyone who is celebrating Easter this week, Kali Anastasi, Kalau Pascha. And that means happy resurrection and happy Easter. So I will see you soon, and bye-bye for now from me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now with a little traveling music. So long, everybody. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.